Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show all about your home, your health, your life, and so much more with our rotating cast of experts. Don't forget, you can catch up with past episodes online at talk1370.com/experts and also on the radio.com app, favorite Talk 1370. Download that in your app store. You can find Ask the Experts past episodes there anytime, anywhere. Joining us in the studio today, we're going to talk ACs. Spring is here and summer is right around the corner. We've got Brian Matthews in the studio with us. Brian's Heating and Cooling. Brian, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. As I said, summer right around the corner, one of the hardest seasons on your home cooling system. Before we get into our topic today, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started with the business, and kind of a little bit of background.
I've been in Austin for, I guess, since about the mid-80s. I spent many years in manufacturing, moving around it, and as other industries are with manufacturing, you kind of get laid off a lot and gets offshore. So I decided about 20 years ago I needed to do something else, and I figured I'm in Austin, Texas. It's hot, so if I can't make a living, I got some issues. So I decided to go into air conditioning and transitioned over.
Definitely one thing that you can't do without in a Texas summer is an air conditioner, and that is for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the basics of home air conditioning and repairs, obviously. Why is maintenance so important on a home air conditioning system?
Most of all, it's a very expensive component of your house, probably one of the top one or two aside from a roof, and it's like your car. Now, you would never not change your oil in your car or change the air filter, same with an air conditioner. A lot of the parts have gotten very expensive through the years as the manufacturers have discovered that best to use OEM parts, and they'll make the equipment, so you have to use their parts. So the days of using off-the-shelf or secondary parts are gone just because they won't work. And it's very expensive to repair them now more than anything. Just like anything else, with car repairs or home repairs, appliances, it just costs a lot of money. So best to take care of what you have.
Talk a little bit about service calls with Brian's Heating and Cooling. What can I, if I give you a call for service, what can I expect when your techs show up?
Well, you're going to talk to my office manager, Evelyn. She's a very nice person. She's going to get you on the schedule, probably ask for your email address and phone number so we can call you when we're on the way to let you know. We're going to set up a block of time, usually between 2 and 4 hours. The way Austin traffic is, it's hard to nail it down perfectly. So we try and give you a window. And then when we're en route, we will text you or call you to let you know. That way you're not waiting around half a day. We know that people don't like sitting around their house for 4 or 5 hours waiting for somebody to show up and then knock at the door. They have a life as well, so we try and respect that. Once we get there, one of my technicians will come to your house and he'll introduce himself and he'll ask you, what the problem is, because something could have gotten lost in translation between the office manager her. So we want to find out exactly what the issue is, and then we can address that issue. And you'll show us where the equipment is, or we'll find it. We'll see what's the matter with it, and we'll let you know and give you a no hassle price estimate to repair it. And if you don't want to repair it, that's fine. We understand that. If you want to repair it, we'll schedule it. If we can do it while we're there, we'll do it. If we have to come back, then we'll do that. But we try to make things very simple. We try and respect people's time and effort, so we don't want to make things overly complicated.
And you mentioned Austin traffic. I know you guys are based in the northern part of the city, but you cover the entire area, right?
We go from pretty much Kyle, Buda, up to Gerald, and then we from Lakeway out to Taylor.
So pretty much all of the metro.
Pretty much, yeah.
Talk about how long should a maintenance appointment take?
The first one, if you haven't been maintenance done in quite a while, it could take a little longer. We get to dig into it. Typically about an hour or so, I would say. Once you get on a schedule and you have us out every 6 months or once a year, we kind of learn the system. We know what's the matter with it. We make sure it's clean, and it won't take that long. A lot of it just depends also on the type of equipment. If you have an electric system, they usually don't take as much maintenance. If you have a gas system, it's going to take a little longer. You do have a controlled explosion in your house at the gas furnace, so there's a lot of safety issues and clean carbon monoxide. And so we'll take a little longer time on the gas ones. But the more you have maintenance done, the less time it'll take typically.
And definitely with the gas system, a few more things to check as well.
Make sure
that the unit is operating safely and that there aren't going to be any problems.
Oh, we run into probably, once a week, we probably run into an issue where there's a flue pipe that's come loose in an attic and there's carbon monoxide coming in the house. We usually find at least one problem a week. You know, for every 20 to 30 service calls, we'll find them. So we highly, highly recommend if you have a gas furnace in your house to have it checked out by somebody. If not us, somebody.
Talk about some of the benefits of having a maintenance agreement and getting regular preventative maintenance done on a unit.
One thing is just, efficiency. If you can save on your electric bill, we can usually try and hit things off before they happen. Or if it is getting old or sooner to go out, you can at least prepare for it financially. You know, okay, well, I've got about a year left. Let's start saving money to replace it or save money for repairs or parts or whatever you need. And then just efficiency, the price of energy is going up and heating and cooling your home has gone up. So that's going to save you money on that. Mainly it's just peace of mind, I think. And just to head off repairs, we can get out and, we can replace a capacitor on your unit, which is a couple $100, which could cause a motor compressor to go out. So we catch that capacitor. Now you spend, $200 or so to replace that versus a motor later or a compressor, which is several hundred or several thousand dollars. So I'd rather been 200 and 800 later.
We're visiting with Brian Matthews from Brian's Heating and Cooling. The temperature is rising outside. Spring is here. That means summer is right around the corner. And definitely you want to make sure one of the most expensive components of your home is taken care of. That is your air conditioning system. Give Brian and his team a call, 512-350-8704. They're also on the web at WilliamsonACRepair.com. Again, Brian's Heating and Cooling, 512-350-8704, or on the web at WilliamsonACRepair.com. Brian, talk about some of the things that a homeowner should look for when they're choosing an AC company.
One of the main things I always tell people, if you're not going to call us, is ask your friends and family, who have you used in the past? Who would you use? Who would you not use? And your family's not going to steer you wrong. They're going to point you in the right direction. Good friends are. If you don't have the resources available or people around you, then just hit the old Google. Look up, go online, find a company, find their reviews online, and see what they say about them. I think that's probably the most accurate way that I've found if you don't know anybody. And then you can just call and talk to them. We try and be a teacher and educate people as much as we can. We're not just out there to try and sell you something. I'm going to treat you like my mom or my brother or another member of my family. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you, okay, here's what we have. I'm going to present the options to you, and anybody that comes out needs to do that to you. They don't need to jump on, let's sell you. Let's educate you and let you make that decision.
One of the biggest steps, I guess, in preventative maintenance on your air conditioning is the good old air filter. How often do I need to change my air filter?
My canned response is going to be once a month. Okay. But a lot of it has to do with if you have pets in the house or children or things like that. If you have animals in the house, you could once a month or more frequent. If you don't have any pets and animals, you have regular housekeeping service, then I've seen filters go 3 to 4 months. But I would recommend once a month during the summertime because the AC is just running all out. Wintertime, maybe every 2 months because due to our mild Austin weather like today, it's not running much.
Yeah.
So you don't need to check this often.
Pop open a window and you're good to go.
Exactly.
Nature's
exactly.
AC.
Exactly.
I've walked down the aisle at Home Depot or Lowe's or any of the big box stores. There are so many options for filters. How do I know which one to get? What's best for my needs, my unit?
What I always tell people is buy the mid-range one. There's some filters out there which are very expensive and they're very restrictive. What that can cause is lack of airflow, and it can actually cause your energy bill to go up. On the other hand, you don't want to get the really cheap ones, less than a dollar, because those aren't going to catch anything. So I always recommend getting the filters that are somewhere between about $3 and $8, just buy the middle of the road ones. Those are sufficient. There's enough air can go through them, but they do enough filtration as well.
How do I know that my unit, speaking of just kind of some common problems that homeowners may experience, how do I know that my unit is low on refrigerant?
It's not going to cool. When it gets real hot outside, it's going to struggle. You might go look at the unit outside and there might be an ice buildup on it. Mainly it's just when it starts getting up to 9,500 degrees, like it does in Austin, you're going to notice that it's not cooling very well. It's going to take longer to cool down, or it may not cool down at all. And the other issue is just if you go outside and there's ice on it. When it's low on refrigerant, you're going to get an ice buildup typically on your AC unit.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're talking all things home air conditioning today. Spring is just about here. Summer right around the corner, and that means your AC is about to get a workout. You definitely want to make sure it is ready for Texas summers. Maybe you haven't had preventative maintenance done on it in a while. Maybe you know you've got an issue. Our guest Brian Matthews with Brian's Heating and Cooling is ready to help. Give he and his team a call at 512-350-8704 or online at williamsonacrepair.com. They'll be happy to give you a quote on any needed repairs and let you know what you're looking at before doing any work and give you a no-hassle quote there. Again, 512-350-8704. Or on the web at williamsonacrepair.com. Time for a break. We'll come back and talk much more on common air conditioning issues. All that and more on Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're back after this. Brian's Heating and Cooling, licensed TACLB 355-60E.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Having trouble hearing us on 1370 AM?
You've got to hear this.
Catch Talk 1370 in crystal clear HD at 95.5 HD2.
Welcome back to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. Springtime is here. That means your air conditioner is about to get a workout, not only with Texas spring, but also Texas summer. Triple-digit heat, probably not too far away. Our guest Brian Matthews in the studio today with Brian's Heating and Cooling. If your home air conditioner hasn't been looked at in a while, maybe it's time to get some preventative maintenance done on it. It is one of the most expensive components of your home. You definitely want to make sure that it is checked out and operating as best as it can with the brutal Texas heat. Give Brian and his team a call, 512-350-8704, or they're also on the web at williamsonacrepair.com, serving the entire Austin metro. Again, 512-350-8704, online at williamsonacrepair.com. Brian, we're just kind of touching on common issues that could pop up for homeowners. How long should an AC system last?
With proper maintenance, you should get anywhere between about 10 to 15 years out of it. With the brutal Texas weather, it will shorten it as opposed to somewhere up north or California or somewhere it's not as hot. But if you take care of it, I usually see closer to 15 years with good maintenance done on them.
Definitely with our summers where they're literally running 24/7.
Oh, it's like just driving nonstop. Our car 100 miles an hour all the time, basically, once about July hits.
Okay, more common problems. What does it mean when I see water dripping out of my eaves?
That means that your drain line has gotten clogged up. You have a primary drain line, which can either drain outside by the AC unit, somewhere on the side of the house, or into a sink. There are pipes that do come out low. Don't worry about that one. But the one that does come out high over a window or eave, that means that your primary drain is clogged. And so it doesn't flood your ceiling. That's the pipe that comes out. And you're walking around mowing your yard or walking around a house, you see that pipe over a window, give somebody a call, definitely get that fixed, because when that pipe gets clogged up, the only place for it to go is into the house.
And I've actually had that happen before. It like you say, it's there as a warning sign.
Yep.
Because, yeah, that gets clogged up, then the pan is full, the pan fills up, it starts dripping over the edge, and you end up with water in your kitchen.
Oh, you got a sheetrock repair job after that.
Exactly. So yeah. Exactly. A bad idea at that point. What are some of the most common breakdowns in an AC system?
I'd say most of our breakdowns that we have are failed capacitors every year. That's by and large the biggest repair we have. After that would be dirty coils or not changing your filters regularly can cause restriction in the evaporator coil or the outside units being dirty, because when it gets hot, it gets real dry outside and all the dust airborne, so the outside unit will get dirty. But typically it's capacitors and then motors is what I see. And the motors usually fail because the capacitor is starting to get weak and the motor starts working harder to start up, so it overheats it. And heat is the worst thing for an AC system.
I know we've touched on this a little bit through our conversation, but what are some of the steps that I should take to best take care of my system and prolong its life as long as you can? I mean, you mentioned earlier, it's one of the most expensive components of your home, so definitely you want to make it last as long as you can. So what are some of those best preventative steps?
The first thing I would do is change your filter. You know, once a month or once every 2 months, change. That's the main thing you can do. The second thing you can do is outside where your condenser is to make sure the grass is cut around it. Don't let the grass grow into it. Don't let weeds grow into it. And then also treat for pests. You know, put some sort of pesticide around it or something to control the ants and other bugs and lizards and mice that can get into it. We see a lot of repairs every year where just critters get into the AC system and do it. You know, the outside unit, make sure that it's clean. If you live in areas with a lot of trees, what's cottonwood, you know, keep an eye on it. That unit's going to fill up full of that lint and it's not going to breathe, which causes it to overheat and causes expensive repairs on it.
One of the big things that's a problem for many here in Central Texas is allergies. Talk about some of the options that are available for helping your home air conditioner combat that problem.
Yeah, once again, the main thing is just keep your filter changed. Use a decent filter. That'll keep the dust down. Then there's a lot of other products that are available to you. There's better filtration. There's HEPA filtration, there's ultraviolet lights, there's germicidal lights. There's a lot of products out there that can keep the air clean in the house. I can't keep the air clean outside while you're walking around with a cedar fever, but I can keep your air clean in your house and try and keep the dust, pollen, and other allergens out.
Our guest is Brian Matthews, Brian's Heating and Cooling, 512-350-8704. Also on the web at WilliamsonACRepair.com. Spring is here, summer right around the corner. You definitely want to make sure that your air conditioner is up to the task with the brutal Texas heat. Triple digits possibly on their way this summer. Brian and his team are ready to take a look at your system, make sure it is ready to go. Again, give them a call, 512-350-8704, or on the web at WilliamsonACRepair.com, serving the entire Austin metro area. Brian, talk about, this may get into a Coke Pepsi debate, what's the best air conditioner?
All right. So this is a question I get asked a lot. So it's kind of a tricky one. So I'm going to tell you what I think is best, which it's the brand I sell. And I can sell any brand out there. So it's not like I'm just choosing this because it's there. I mean, this is I chose this brand. So the brand I prefer to sell is Amana. It's made in out by Houston on 290 where the Buc-ee's is. I think it's 2 miles on the other side of Buc-ee's. So it's made in the United States. It's closed if you need parts. You know, say that my manufacturer distributor doesn't have parts with them, they can get parts pretty quickly sourced to it. I found they have a very high quality. It's owned by a company called Daikin, which is based out of Japan. So I liken them to Toyota, basically. You know, you have a company that's overseas, they have world-class engineering, and they do manufacturing in the United States. So that's my brand of choice. But really, any major brand is going to be a decent product, whether it be Lennox or Carrier or American Standard or Trane. All those brands are fine brands, just like Amana. Really, we have to start worrying about is into the sub-brands. There's some lower-end brands that don't have good distribution. At some point, the AC is going to break on you. I'm not going to lie. You're going to have an issue with it somewhere in this weather. Can you get parts for it when it breaks in a timely manner? And some of the sub-brands, you can't get parts for them, basically. The big brands, you can get parts pretty quickly. And a lot of it's just support of my distributor and the manufacturer that I choose. And Amana has great support for me. They've really taken care of me. I'm really, really honored to work with them. I choose a Amana that is made in Houston. It's right down the road and it's uses great technology in it.
And I guess much like you mentioned too, when it comes to choosing an AC contractor, choice of manufacturer, obviously you've been installing these systems, you've been supporting these systems, you know their quirks and their reliability, right. and you've proven that through a number of installs. And right. so obviously you've got the kind of on the ground backup there
to support that. I put it in my own house, and I didn't get it for free. I mean, I still had to pay for it. I might have got a little bit of a discount, but I still had to pay for the equipment, and I still had to pay my installers to install it. If I'm going to spend my money, that's the brand I put in.
There you go. That's one of the best recommendations you can get. Our guest is Brian Matthews, Brian's Heating and Cooling. Texas summer just around the corner. You want to make sure your home AC is ready to go. 512-350-8704 or WilliamsonACRepair.com. Brian, I know we touched on this earlier. Talk about what people can expect when they call 512-350-8704 to have your guys come out, look at their AC, whether maybe it's just preventative maintenance, maybe they've got a problem. Walk them through the process real quick.
The first person you're going to talk to is my office manager, Evelyn. She's a very pleasant person, very nice. If she didn't answer the phone, which is about 5% of the time, you're going to get me directly. The phone comes to me, so you're not going to get a technician. After hours, if you do call after hours and we don't get the phone, it will roll to an answering service. But if you call 8 to 5, you're going to get one of us pretty quickly. We're going to schedule a convenient time for you to come out. We're going to initially give you about a 2 to 4 hour time block so you can prepare. And as the time comes, let's say you call in yesterday, we're going to give you a time block today. Then this morning or this afternoon, we're going to give you a call, and we're going to start trying to narrow that time block down so you're not having to wait 4 hours.
It's not going to be like the cable company.
Right. We're not going to be like the cable company. We're initially going to give you that until we can kind of tune things in. But then we're going to say, okay, we'll be in there about an hour or 2 hours. And one of us is going to call you in the morning. So we're going to be there around 11 because people's time is important to them. We try and respect that. I don't like waiting around for the cable company or the pest control guy. And I know other people don't either. We just treat you like we want to be treated.
And then once your techs are on site,
they're going to introduce themselves, you know, tell who they are. You're going to see their truck with my name on it out front, so you know it's them. They're going to ask you what the problem is, you know, what's going on with it. They're going to prod you a little bit to find out exactly what the issues are, because sometimes the initial issue, when we get there, you'll think of something else. Okay, well, while you're here, could you check this? And then we get to it and find out what's the matter with it and give you a price to repair it. We'll give you, we try and give different options as well. You know, we're going to give you a repair option, or if it's an older system and there's no reason to repair it just due to price, we're going to give you those options and present them to you. Then you make that choice. It's your money. You spend it how you like.
Some repairs may be easy. Get it done and there. Some repairs you may have to get parts in, but exactly. Certainly within a day or two.
And even sometimes some of the parts are obsolete. And we're going to have to, you know, when you start getting up to that 15-year range, a lot of the manufacturers have made parts obsolete. So you just can't get them anymore. But basically, we're just trying to give you the option, let you make that decision, and we're going to give you our expert opinion on what we've seen. And I've been servicing AC systems in Austin for 20 years, so I've seen a lot, and I can kind of predict what's going to happen, and we try to give you that information.
20 years in the Austin area, that's a lot of Texas summers there, definitely.
Oh, that's a lot.
Brian Matthews with Brian's Heating and Cooling. And like I said, Texas summer right around the corner. You want to make sure your unit is ready for triple-digit heat. It is one of the most expensive components of your home. You want to make sure that you are taking care of it, whether it's preventative maintenance or if it needs a repair. Brian and his team are ready and standing by to help you. 512-350-8704 or on the web, WilliamsonACRepair.com. Brian, we're just about out of time. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I had a good time and I enjoy it.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you back. More coming up on Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. Brian's Heating and Cooling, licensed TACLB 355-60E.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.